Thank you so much, David. This is a great event. The 5th Annual Women Teach Trading and Investing 2024 Conference. That's great. That's great. Well, today I'm one of those women who will be talking about simple timing tools to find the trend, trading the market cycles. So I'm all about trading the market cycles and looking at where we are, if we're extended, if we're retracing, if we what kind of targets are we looking for. So I'm going to show you all that, and we're going to do it through the ETFs, so the SPDR ETFs actually. And I'm going to show you where we are in the market cycle on the 11 SPDR ETFs and show you can find a really great website to track these. But my background is trading Forex. I also had, 14 years trading on Wall Street with JP Morgan, and it was a phenomenal time. And that was when inflation was heating up. So we're finding very similar things to today. And now I primarily trade stocks and options and futures. So that's a little bit about me. Please read the disclaimer. Lose money trading. If you cannot afford to lose money, you shouldn't trade. And remember to practice before you try out any new strategy. Today, we're going to discuss using the market map to determine where we are in the market cycle, getting out near the top when others are buying, getting in when others are selling. So where are the indices and spider sector ETFs in the market cycle? And then I'm going to show you our scanner tool and indicator suite. So we do have it all automated now. And then we're going to look at special pricing if you want to try out the Elite Scanner tool and indicator suite at the end. So when I wrote the Trader's Pendulum, this is way back in like late 2015. The three types of pendulums that I discussed in the book at the beginning of the book were the market pendulum, the emotional pendulum, and the financial pendulum. So the market pendulum is what we're going to be discussing today primarily, which is the market moving up and then breathing or selling off and then coming back. So that's the market pendulum. We don't move in one direction only. We have pullbacks and extensions, et cetera. The emotional pendulum are the emotions that we feel when the market moves. And we're not immune to that. What I like to look at is the fear and greed continuum. And I'm always checking myself. Am I too much in fear? Am I too much in greed? I want to be somewhere in the middle, because otherwise, emotions can get really out of control and we can make decisions that are not the best decisions in our trading. The financial pendulum is about making and losing money. So, not all successful traders will make money all the time. We have to give back. But what we want to do is we want to limit our losses and extend our profits. So, what process do I follow? I have a three-step process, and I'm just touching on this. The first is in my system is the analysis. So we will go through the market map. This is what we're going to focus on with the ETFs. The Wavy Tunnel Pro tool is my strategy, and what's even more important in it is optimal risk reward and trade management. So once you're in a trade, first of all, how do you know what size position do you take? And then how do you manage your trade once you're in it? These are two very, very important things which we're not going to focus on in too much detail today. So this is the market map. And you can also look at this as an emotional pendulum and a market pendulum trading the market cycles. This is an Elliott Wave 8-wave cycle where we have the basic 5-wave structure moving up and the trend. This is the trend followed by an ABC correction. Now, of course, sometimes we have more complicated corrections, but I'm going to show you this that we've really followed this structure next, I'm going to show you, especially in the indices. So at point zero, this is when the trend is first starting. And at point T, this is where market participants tend to get very excited, optimistic, exuberant, greedy, loading up. And yeah, and then what happens is the market starts to correct. And we've been through these corrections a few times, I'm going to show you. And the initial move down is the first five wave move down, and then we come back. And this is where the market is saying, okay, well, now we're going to make new highs. And we don't. And we turn around and we make another low. We take out this wave A and we have our C wave, which can be very, very strong and solid and bring us into being panicked and discouraged, being fearful, where we bail. So we have to really keep this eight wave market cycle in mind. Warren Buffett says, be fearful when others are greedy, be greedy when others are fearful. So we're up here now pretty well in everything I'm going to show you. And this is on the right, we have the Wavy Tunnel Pro setup. So the reason why I like this setup so much is because it mimics the eight wave market cycle. So I can actually see where we are, and we have trade setups for where we are in each part of the market cycle. And that's what our indicators show, these indicators, and that's what our scanner shows also, bringing us trades every day. But these are just moving averages. And I'll tell you what they are. The green is the 12 EMA. And then we have the wave, the 34 on the high, low, and close. And this is called the tunnel, the 144 and 169 EMA. And notice how when the wave it has separated from the tunnel and the gap is getting larger, this is a trend. This is a trend move. So when price stays above the wave, we're still in the trend. And that would be on the left here, the five wave market cycle. So I am not an Elliott Wave technician per se. I don't sit there and count the waves, but I do use the wavy tunnel set up to see where we are in the market cycle. And when we have a peak in the awesome oscillator, I label this a wave three. And when momentum starts to die down and we have divergence, this could be a wave five, and we're ready for the move back down to this level, okay, which is the wave C. And I'm going to show you this trade setup in particular. This is what we call our breakout four setup, because once this completes, we're expecting another move up. So let's get started by just giving you some background information, looking at the SPY, and this is the weekly. Now, we just looked at the setup. It's right here in the picture where we have the trend move, which would be up here where the wave is separating from the tunnel. And then we have this massive, massive correction. I call it at the end of the correction, finding the end of wave C, right? So that would be here. And with our indicators, the end of wave C shows up with a gray dot or a gray triangle in this case on this platform. And look what happens here. The market corrects substantially. This happened in October 2022. In October 22, when I 2022, when I looked at our weekly scanner, we had so many of these breakout four buy setups popping up. So many. Now we don't have any. We have very few. And I'm going to show you one or two from the laggards. This is on a weekly basis, the laggards that haven't really started moving up. So this occurred in October 2022. Then the market moved up. And then we had this other significant correction. I'm going to show you the same pattern as this, but now we're going to move to the daily chart and zoom in on this piece right here. Oh, before I do, I'm labeling, this is the label for this correction. It's a complex correction, three legs, W, X, Y, X, Z. So now on to the daily chart. Look at this, finding the end of wave C. This occurred in October of 2023, so 1 year later. And in October of 2023, on our scanner, we found so many buy setups on the daily chart for so many different charts. And that's because the breakout four buy setup is exactly this, where we make a new high and then we correct and we have our ABC correction. And this is calling the end of the move. And look what happens. Well, now this is where we are currently. And the only thing that we can find on this breakout four scanner would be on the hourly chart. So I'm just going to take you, these examples were taken like a few weeks ago, actually, where the market corrects down into the tunnel. And I'm going to show you this later because yesterday we actually did have several setups moving down into the tunnel on that correction. I have it posted later on in the presentation. So I hope you understand what I'm talking about. Now let's look at the ideal market map for ETFs, and we're going to dive right in here. This is a website that's really good. It's called sectorspiders.com/sector tracker. It's right here. And this tells us, I scanned it for year to date. So this tells us what the S&P index is up year to date, 6.47%. This is as of last night. And these are the 11 sectors that comprise the S&P 500 index. And I'm going to go through these with you. But communication services is the top performer. And this was up over 9% at one point. So it has given back some, followed by financials and then technology. So we're going to look at these in the order of their performance so you can begin to understand what kind of market map each one looks like. Each one is showing us. There are two laggards, so two still in the red, real estate and utilities. If I, on this next slide, I'm going in the box here, this is what the returns were year to date last week or a few weeks ago. And so you can see that communication services, which was 9.742%, gave back a little bit. Consumer discretionary gave back a little bit. Consumer staples gave back a little bit. Energy went up a little bit. Financials went up a little bit. Healthcare gave back a little bit. Industrials went up a little bit. Materials went up a little bit. Real estate is starting to show signs of life. Technology went up a little bit, and utilities is down less than it was. So you can track this on a weekly basis, and this is the day tracker from today, earlier today. So right at the market open, this was as actually yesterday. Okay, so you can see, so this was before the market open yesterday. This is how all of the markets gave back. Today, if I look at the scanner, everything is here. I'll show you. Okay, look what happened today. Just going to refresh this. Okay, today, everything is in the green. Okay, so what was given back yesterday is green today. Okay, let's start with XLC Communication Services. So we're going to start with the highest return for the year, 7.80%. When you click on this, you get the top weightings. So if I click on index weight, Meta is the biggest index. Now, obviously, this index weight is a function of price and how much price has moved up. And we know that Meta is the top performing at 130%. Okay. And this is year to date. 36.7, but yeah, no, that's 130 points year to date, 36%. So I'm going to show you for each sector, the sector, the XLC, and then the top index weight. Okay, so on the left, we have the weekly chart. On the right, we have the daily chart. Now, you always, if you've heard me talk about this, like in the last few weeks, I've always said if the market is stretched, I'm not so interested. I'm looking at price to come back down into the wave. And that's what we did here for communication services yesterday. We came back. We traded sideways and then came back. Now, if we look at Meta, it was such a significant outperformer. Coming down to the wave is not an option right now until we break down below this filter. So a correction in Meta is a move down into the filter. Once we go below the filter, then the next level will be the wave, and that will be a significant correction. And on the weekly chart, that would mean the 12 EMA catching up with price. So that would be a significant question, a correction. For those of you that are long Meta, you want to maybe put an alert below this 12 EMA, so you at least get alerted to it if we start to break down. XLF Financials up 7.45% so far this year. Berkshire Hathaway is the biggest index weight. If we look at the chart on financials, every time we take out these if we look at the, well, let's look at the weekly. This has been straight up. It's just like a rocket thrust. So every time we take out a consolidation, take out the highs after a consolidation, we shoot up. We don't have any red candles on the weekly chart. This is huge. And you can even see on the daily how separated the wave is from the tunnel. This is a very, very steep incline. Any corrections bring us down into the filter. Here, we wicked down into the wave just barely, and then we started to take off again. So with this one, if you're long, you stay long cautiously, and you just stay long. If we take out these price highs, we'll shoot for, you will make another high. If we start to break down, the first level of breakdown will be the filter, and that will take us into the wave. If we're going to have a very significant correction, any significant correction breaks the wave and is down into the tunnel. Any significant correction. So from the market map that we looked at, we're not in the ABC breakout four position. We're in the on the left side, the impulsive wave structure, the five wave sequence from the market map. And then Berkshire Hathaway on earnings day, it did break down, it broke down, and it went into the wave. It went into the wave. So now we are seeing a bounce against the wave. Up here, we were absolutely stretched. Okay. When price is very stretched from the 12 EMA, you just take a step back and you just wait for price to come back to the moving averages. We don't know how it's going to do it. In this case, it came back on earnings and it pulled back first to the filter, then this. So this looks like a nice AB correction of the wave. XLK Technology up 6.81% so far for the year, Microsoft being the last. The highest index weighting. XLK looks very similar to what we just looked at, where on the weekly chart we are cleanly above the filter. So price is actually it's let's just have a look at this compare. It is a little bit different in personality. We are very, very okay, that's Berkshire. Very, very stretched on the financials, if you can stretched. I mean, it's like a rocket thrust move. If we go down to XLK, it's not as rocket thrust. On the weekly, we did come down into the wave. We have been coming down into the filter. So this is a different personality of each of the sectors that we're looking at. Certainly on the daily, we had a nice opportunity coming down into the wave. Okay, before the next move up. And yesterday we had a red candle. We didn't quite make it down into the wave. So as long as we're in bullish territories and every time we come down into this wave, that seems like a good buy, does it not? If you can type a yes in the chat box, please do. Let me open up the chat so I can see your comments. Okay, you're paying attention. Let me know that you're listening. Okay, I'm getting a not sure. Okay. So what I'm trying to show you is that so far, when we move into the wave, it's been a nice setup for a long position once we start to move higher. And it's only when we break below this wave, that's when we can look for a stronger move down to the tunnel. Okay. So we have to keep an eye out for that. And here we go with Microsoft. Microsoft is looking really, it's looking kind of weak. Okay. So we have had the move down into the wave. We have to watch this level very carefully. If we break down below this, the wave, which is not sure exactly where it is, 397, 398, something like that, maybe below this price low. Then if we start to break down, then we would be looking for a move into this and maybe even to the tunnel. Okay, so we have to watch that carefully. Healthcare is doing well this year, up 6.34%. And Eli Lilly has the highest index weight. So let's look at healthcare. Healthcare, let's see, this is the beginning of the year right here. So at the beginning of the year, we finally took out these price highs, and then look what it's done. It's sort of taken out. taken off. Before that, we were sideways, we were consolidating, and now we're doing much better. We are in a corrective phase right now, so we have given back some of the gains, as you can see on the daily. But again, look for a move into the wave for establishing positions. And if we go below the wave, then we will certainly have a deeper correction into the tunnel. But this is still bullish. The wave is above the tunnel, separating nicely. And we do have corrections along the way. I mean, that's just natural. If there are any questions, you can please ask them in the chat, and I'm happy to answer them as I go along. And Eli Lilly is a very strong performer in this sector. And over the last few weeks, we've been trading sideways. We did edge out a new high and then we came back. So, as long as we stay above the filter on the daily, we can edge out new highs. Once we take out this high, we can edge out a new high. If we break down below the filter, then we're looking at the wave. So, I am cautiously bullish, but know that if we start to break down below these levels, then we have a deeper correction. We're still bullish if we trade down into the wave. It's really the major move, the major correction will occur if we break down below the wave. So the next stop would be the wave. XLI Industrials up 6.11%. So doing well. General Electric is the highest weighting, although these are pretty well balanced. And on the left, we have the week chart and see strength here. I mean, the strength. The beginning of the year is right over here. And remember, we said that we had the daily breakout four trade back in October of 2023. Well, this is where it was, right here. So this is on the weekly chart. It shows differently on the daily chart, but this is exactly where we had the buys lighting up on all the daily charts. So where are we today? We've had no significant pullback whatsoever. I mean, this was the first significant pullback on the weekly. If we look at the daily, we're just having pullbacks into the filter. Okay, not significant pullbacks. Like maybe one day, 2 days max. You can see that right here. You can see that right here. And it's not until we break down below this filter will we then have a more of a correction down into the wave. So it's bullish until we show otherwise. Bullish until we show otherwise. So one question is, do you get out if it breaks the daily or the hourly channel? So you're asking which channel do you look at, the daily or the hourly? It depends what time frame you're trading and if you're day trading or swing trading or position taking. I like to look at the bigger time frames. This is the daily chart, so I would look at the daily chart to get out if we break down below the filter to take pro you know to get out below the filter. We can look at the hourly chart as well, but I don't have that up right now, so I can't show you that. On the hourly chart, I'll tell you how it will present. On the hourly chart, we will have a 1-2-3 reversal. So a 1-2-3 reversal is when we have a move down, and then the market will struggle to make a new high. It won't make a new high, but it will retrace. And if we don't make that new high and start to roll over on the hourly chart, then that's the signal that, yeah, maybe we're going to have a deeper correction. And that would probably be on a break of these lows, on these price lows. So I'm big on 1-2-3 reversals on the smaller time frames, okay? And the bigger time frames keep you in the trend, keep you with the trend. So again, our emotions can kick in. You might be saying, like yesterday, on a day like yesterday, how many of you thought, okay, this is the big correction. We're going to start to move down now. I mean, if you have portfolios, if you're long and you're watching it go red, which I did, how are you feeling throughout that? If you get perspective and look at the daily or the weekly charts, you will say, well, we've just corrected a little bit. We haven't made a significant breakdown. And that hopefully will give you more confidence to stay in and not to second guess yourself. And here's General Electric, also very, very strong, very, very strong, incredible, incredibly strong. And any pullbacks into the filter, could be buyable unless we go below the filter and start to head down towards the wave. Consumer staples up 3.71%, and Procter and Gamble is the biggest index weight. So consumer staples is see the difference in the pattern. We primarily traded very sideways here. We traded sideways, so we haven't quite gotten out of the, we haven't made new highs, and the wave is just starting to curve up on the weekly. The wave just crossed up through the tunnel over here, and we're still trading in a very, very choppy fashion. So this is chop, as far as I'm concerned. You still get, I mean, you still get signals to buy, but here you're getting the signals into the wave to buy, okay, into the wave. But this doesn't look like it's going to take off and accelerate like some of the other indices that we just looked at. And if we look at Procter and Gamble, same sort of deal. This is where you, yeah, maybe if you don't have fear of heights with this, because we had a really nice consolidation here on the weekly. The wave was still trading above the tunnel, and then we broke out and we made a new high. And you can see that on the daily. But then price comes back, price comes back, price comes back. So with this is the same deal. Like you're finding support into the wave, not into the filter, because it's not as strong as some of the other markets that we just looked at. But you are finding support into the wave. And until we break down below the wave, you can continue to find support into the wave. XLE Energy, ExxonMobil. We're going to take a look at our scanner, which showed a buy for Chevron Corp, BVX. I'll show you that a little later. Energy, but certainly energy was a laggard. It's up 3.59% so far this year. So it pulled itself up. It pulled itself up. Now let's see how it did that. So for the last several weeks, it's been trading higher, but prior to that, like this actually continued to move lower into the new year, whereas the other ETFs turned around in October, November of 2023. Okay. But this continued to move lower. Now it finally, it's pulling up. It's finally moving up and out. And so there are some stocks that might be worth looking at. We're going to look at a few. And ExxonMobil, the same, the same. It's still the wave is still below the tunnel here, but the wave is pointed up. So this could start to, when it starts to break above the tunnel, then on the daily, then it might show bigger signs of strength here. XLB Materials up 3.03%. LIN has the biggest index weight, so we'll take a look at that. On the materials front, it started to, in the last 4 weeks, it started to do much better. At the beginning of the year, it headed down into the wave on the weekly, and then started to show signs of strength. So this is what happened into February, and it's only showing signs of strength in the last month. Not so shabby, not so shabby. And if we look at LIN, LIN looks much better than the ETF does. Like the wave has been above the tunnel the entire time, both on the weekly and on the daily. So that's why it's good to look at the stocks that make up the different sectors, because this looks like a very healthy one. And you can see here we had the Noble Semaphore, you had the purple, and then the Noble. So this was our trade setup. And then you even have some trend line breaks here. This is automatically drawn, I just didn't take them off the charts. You have some trend line breaks here, and we're off to the races. So if you can start to look at some of the stocks that comprise the ETFs that look a little healthy and put them on your watch list. XLY Consumer Discretionary, it's up marginally this year. We're going to take a look at Amazon. So up marginally, let's look at the beginning of the year. Yeah, so at the beginning of the year, we had already accelerated from October into year end, and then we gave back some on the weekly chart, and now we're heading up again. We had a nice correction on the daily, okay, right into the wave, right into the wave. So that's a healthy correction into the daily. And let's see what happens from here. Again, as long as we stay into the wave, we could go below the wave a little bit like we did here, but as long as we stay into the wave and we don't dramatically break down below the wave, then we're still positive. Okay. I see some questions. I see that downward indicator wavy. Please explain. The downward indicator wavy. Please explain. Maybe I showed that you sh we saw that on a different chart. I'm not quite sure what you're referring to. The purple below, oh, down here, the bungees. Okay, this is all part of our education package, all of these bungees, but I am not going to explain them here. It's all part of our education package, but each line means something different, and all of this goes into programming our trade setups. If we look at Amazon, so Amazon is starting to give back some. Okay, we made a new high, and then we had this reversal candle. This is a tail. It's a long tail, and we closed at the day's lows, and then we came back. We pulled back. So right now we're pulling back into the filter, and if we go below the filter, then the next level will be into the wave. Okay, but I mean, it's still looking good. We just have to watch for the pullbacks and stay long if we're long until we break down below certain levels. But it's important to really take note of this and to learn from when we had the other massive downturn back in, well, the weekly and then the daily in October of 2022. The weekly, that was severe, right? And then the daily downturn back in October of 2023, that was also severe. So we don't want to get caught being long if we are going to have one of those downturns again. So we can stay long until well, I'll use the wavy tunnel setup to show me when we're going to correct in a major way. And I've explained that to you. So utilities is down. We have one more after this, down 1.18%. This year, and we're going to take a look at next era energy. So whenever the wave is below the tunnel, that's like it's not something that I want to be involved in too much. Okay, I want to wait for a healthy looking chart, and this to me is bearish. It's not so healthy. If we look at the daily, we are seeing some signs coming out of it. The wave is maybe. Well, it's still sideways, but it is pointed upward a little bit, if you can see that. So it's quite possible that this wave does go above the tunnel and this will become more healthy. But right now it's sideways. It's absolutely sideways. And certainly this, it's bearish. I mean, the wave is below the tunnel, it's bearish. I mean, you can play moves back into the wave, moves back into the wave, but it's still bearish to me. Real estate is showing some signs of strength. This was down a lot more at the beginning of the year. Well, it was down like 3 or 4%, so it's coming back a little bit. And yeah, so if we look at the beginning of the year, yep, right here, it went all the way down into the wave, and it's just coming back a little bit. And yeah, I mean, we're still on this one on the daily. The wave is above the tunnel. I mean, it looks like it's coming out of the doldrums. Doesn't look so bad. Let's look at the PLD, Prologis, and very similar to the real estate ETF, very similar. So the wave is still above the tunnel. We're still sort of sideways here. The market just doesn't, not pushing for new highs. But if we do push for new highs, then the wave will separate from the tunnel and we could make a new high. So now let's look at the Elite Scanner tool and indicator suite. I showed you the indicator suite. Those are the indicators on the charts. And now let's look at the scanner tool, all based on trading psychology and the market map. So what are we going to start with? We'll start with TradeStation, but I didn't update this, I've got to tell you. I updated a lot of the others. I took all of these charts are from this morning. I spent the first like couple of hours of the day just updating this presentation with current charts. So first, let's go back to this Wavy Tunnel Pro diagram. And I'm just going to show you what the six wavy tunnel setups are that can be found on the scanner. So the PW fill the gap is one of them. That's price to wave and then fill the gap. That's the gap into the tunnel. So that would be this stretch, this move right here. That would be the correction, the correction. The breakout one, okay, that's when the wave crosses above the tunnel and we're in positive territory. The breakout threes are bounces off the wave or bounces off the filter that I told you about. And then the breakout four is down here, buying. And then we have the automatic trend line breaks. So when you get a breakout four trade, a buy here, and you can the trend line is automatically drawn and we get both together, that's pretty powerful. It's difficult to watch all the pairs, all the markets, especially if you trade stocks. You know, unless you have this kind of a scanner, you can design your watch list with the top 100 stocks, let's say, and then use the scanner to find some of these setups. And then you can go to the chart and see if it meets your criteria for entering. So when we scan for the breakout four trade on the weekly chart, the gray arrow, and we're also looking for the automatic trend line break, and we're confirming our entry on a smaller time frame. So that could be on the hourly, the 4 hour, the daily, confirming with a 1, 2, 3 reversal or reversal candlestick patterns. What the TradeStation scanner looks like, I have this is the breakout four. We have the ready and we have the signal. The ready is when we get the gray dot or the gray arrow, and the signal is when we go above the filter. So I was going to scan this morning, but I didn't have time. So I'm just going to show you the charts. Now notice Exelon and Chevron, utilities and energy. So these were two of the laggards, right? Two of the laggards. If we look at, we said that energy has, okay, energy is up 3.59%, but it was, yeah, so that's not doing too badly. Utilities is still down. Okay. Utilities is still down. So let's just show you what that looks like. Okay. And this is a scanner on TradeStation with the trend line break. So looking at CVX and EXC, you want to be looking at the trend line breaks as well. Although we can certainly see it on the charts. This is the setup that I like to look at. I have the weekly on the left, the daily in the middle, and the 60-minute on the right. So this is utilities, and it was 10th out of the 11 sectors. Remember, real estate was the 11th sector so far this year, like the return so far this year. But if you look at the weekly, this is the setup for the long position. This is the first time it showed up. It didn't show up at any other point during its journey down here. I know that for a fact because I know how this is calculated. And this is the first time, actually, I'm wrong. It showed up over here, okay? And then this repainted. Okay, it did. It showed up right over here. So it didn't show up over here. It didn't show up over here. It showed up over here, and then we squeaked out a new low. I think that's what happened. Yeah, that's what happened. So this is the when you get the gray dot, that's when you get the ready. And then when you get a close over the 12 EMA, that's the signal. That's how the scanner works. And again, I like to look at the daily and then the 60 minutes. So on the daily, when you have the gray dot, you're going to have a purple dot on the daily. And this spits out profit targets as well. It spits out profit targets. And this was taken like a few weeks ago. So I'm going to show you the update. I have the update on the next screen. So this is spits out the entry and the profit targets and the stop loss. And I mentioned the trend line breaks. So at the same time that we had this ready and signal, we had trend line breaks on the daily chart. And then you could go down to the hourly. And you can look for the 1, 2, 3 reversal pattern. Okay, the 1, 2, 3 reversal. That's not showing up here. I would have had to move back to see where it's. Yeah, I don't think. Did I move it back? Let me just see if this is. Yeah, I'm not sure. No. But this is when you would use the 1 hour chart. You would look for a 1, 2, 3 reversal pattern on the smaller time frame. So let's bring us up to date. This is on NinjaTrader. And so we're still progressing nicely. And first target, like again, this is a what? Yeah. Okay. So let's just focus on the yeah. So this is the daily, so we are still progressing nicely on up. Now the next one was CVX. And this was the weekly signal right over here. You got the gray dot for the ready. And then the signal is when price closed above the 12 EMA. And it shows up as a daily purple dot. Okay. And these are the profit targets. So let's see what's happening here. So we did trade higher and then we've started to back off. Now, this is, I want to show you something that's very, very interesting. What happens with the scanner? When you get the signal on the scanner and you get the ready on the weekly, very often you get an opposite signal once we're ready to take profit, once the telling us it's time to take profits. So it would be a breakout four in the opposite direction on the daily. So this is the weekly on the left, this is the daily on the right. Look what happened. It gave a sell signal on the daily. So have a look at that when you're using the scanner. If you take a weekly chart, always keep up your weekly and daily, because when you get the signal to on the daily that maybe we should maybe take some profits, and you might, I use this to take profits, okay? Because what could happen is we could just come down a little bit and then start to take out these highs, but knowing that energy is not the strongest sector, like I would definitely look to take profits if you're taking like a week laggard, okay? And this is as of this morning, so it actually did come down and now it's bouncing again. So let's look at NinjaTrader now. I didn't, again, I didn't have time to this is not recent. I just want to show you a short position. So Starbucks, SBUX, this came in as a short position. And here we have the, I set this up with the breakout trades and then the trend line breaks as well, but this is not recent. And we also have alerts for the purple arrows and the gray arrows. So that's the next release that's happening right now. It's almost done where we can actually scan for the purple. So for swing highs and lows and the grays, and we can set alerts as well on the charts. So this is Starbucks. We got the gray arrow up here, and then the system kicked out the profit targets. And this is actually, it actually hit all three profit targets over here. These were conservative profit targets. It came down, and then traded sideways. So this was a short position. You can also set up your scanner in a different way. So looking at doing a top-down approach, the daily, the 4 hour, the 1 hour, these are all of the trend line breaks. And you would have to sort to see what you're looking at here. So I'm not going to go through this in particular, but you can set up the MarketWatch, not the MarketWatch, the Market Analyzer, however you want. And we have some suggestions for that. I'm going to, yeah, we have some suggestions for setting it up. And this is setting, so that was the trend line. Okay. Looking at the different trend lines. I like looking at the breakout four signals with the trend lines. I showed you that initially, but this is another way to set up the breakout fours, starting from the daily, the 4 hour, the 1 hour, the 15 minute, the 5 minute, and the 1 minute. And these are on the futures markets. Then I'm showing you an example here with gold. I showed this last week. The daily ready was 8, the daily signal was 5. So I said, all right, this is the only thing that's really setting up here. Let's have a look. And then on the trend line break, we had ones for two of the trend lines. So this really caught my attention because I wanted to buy gold and I was long, so I wanted to buy gold. I was long some, but I this caught my attention. So I showed this last week and I said last week, I said, this is a really, really strong signal. We have our purple arrow. We have our gray arrow. This is our setup. Really, really good time to buy here. We have a trend line break that's setting up right here. And this was at the 2050, 2040, 2050 area. This is in the futures market. And we know what happened. Okay. We traded, I guess, from this point. Let me just go back to see how many candles did it take. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. Yeah. So on this day, this is when I showed it, and then we came down a little bit the next day and then started to blast off. Okay. And we hit all of these profit targets. So that's, I mean, this was just that was a beautiful, beautiful setup. Let's look at day trading time frames for NinjaTrader. I love NinjaTrader. So these are the queues, and I have the hour chart and the 5 minute chart. So this is what happened yesterday. Remember, I started out by talking about the S and I showed you the S the SPY, and I showed you that when we get a move down to the tunnel on the hourly, that's about all we're getting these days, because we're not getting them on the weekly unless you look at the laggards. So here we have a move down into the this is on the queues yesterday, a move down into the tunnel. This was a buy right here. Okay. We came down, we had our nice ABC correction, and then look what happened today. And then on the 5 minute, how it presents is with a purple arrow. That's how it presents. But this wouldn't have been over here. It would have been way back, you know, way back when. But it would present as a purple arrow. And the NQ came down more. Oh, okay. That was Qs. Yeah. So the NQ, the hourly, because this is 24-hour data and the QQQ is not, it actually, this shows the data in between, the 24-hour data. But we had the setup here on the NQs as well on the hourly chart. And this was yesterday, like towards the close, right here when we hit the lows. Okay, at 3 o'clock. Well, before 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And then look what happened. We started to move up. We actually almost hit our target already. And this is what it looked like on the 5 minute. We got the purple arrow. And we didn't have much of a 1, 2, 3 reversal here. I guess we did. You could call the, I guess we did. I guess we did. Like over here. Yeah, sort of. I don't know. And then the SPY, the NQ was the weakest. The QQQ was weaker than the SPY. The SPY didn't quite make it down into the tunnel. We didn't get the gray arrow, but it did pop up. It popped up from there. Okay. If we look at the ES though, because of the 24-hour data, we did get the signal on the ES. We got the ready at this gray arrow, and then we got the signal right over here. And that's our 1, 2, 3 reversal in a way, like right over here. And then this is what it looked like on the 5 minute with the purple arrow right over here. The awesome oscillator, somebody's asking about the awesome oscillator. I showed that earlier. The awesome oscillator shows us when the market is running out of steam. So after we have an impulsive move up or down, we look for divergence in the awesome oscillator. You can't really see it so clearly on these charts. And then the diamonds, so similar pattern. Again, purple arrow, ABC, down to this level below the tunnel. Shows up as a purple arrow on the 5 minute. And I like to look for these hourly setups when we have a correction on the futures or on the ETFs, because I know that we're going to find massive support when we do have those corrections down and we have the breakout four trade. Now, this is the YM. This correct came down much more than the NQ and the SPY. You see, the wave actually crossed down below the tunnel. So you want to make note of that too. I'm trying to hurry up here. And this is the Russell. We also got a signal here on the Russell, and we had all of these. So yeah, the trend line breaks as well. Russell came down. I don't know the exact how far it came down below 2050 and popped up again. So this is how you can set up your market analyzer for the futures. Okay, when you want to, when you get the signal on the 1 hour when we're having a correction, that's the time that I look to see, okay, is it interesting for a buy? Is this the end of the correction? Somebody said, can you look at Apple? Look at Apple. Yeah, Apple is. Okay, I'll just tell you what I let me just see Apple. Let's have a quick peek. Yeah, okay. So Apple, remember yeah, okay. Apple is looking weak, right? It's looking very weak. I don't have, I'm looking at my charts on TradingView, a different platform, but we don't have any, we don't have the breakout four signal. Here, let me just show you this. I'm going to show you the weekly because this will tell it all. Okay. Let's just bring it over here. Apple is looking very weak. And here we had a beautiful buy signal on Apple right over here. We had the purple and the gray. And this happened. Actually, this happened late. This happened in January 2020. This is on the week. So it happened later than a lot of other things. So now look where we are in the weekly. We've broken down below the wave. We could come down to the tunnel. Like we're looking at, a move down here potentially. Okay. So that's all I want to say about Apple so I can finish this presentation. I'm going to have to skip. All right. So that was NinjaTrader. This is MotiveWave. I ran the scan and I just took the top, the top four. Oxy gave a 4 hour sell. You can see the gray arrow. MGM gave a 4 hour buy. You can see the purple and the gray arrow. This is from this morning. CCJ is a buy. And then DXCM is a buy. You could just look at the patterns, and whether you decide to take the trade is up to you. And MTM was a sell. So these are all the same patterns. MT4, we have the scanner on MT4 if you trade Forex. I'm not going to go through these, but these were breakout four trades that were taken that were successful. You can also get the indices on it, and you can also get the commodities on it. And you see all of the different trade setups across the top. It's a different presentation. So now let's talk about the platforms that we have, the scanner on and the indicator suite. We have the indicator suite and scanners on MT4, TradeStation, MotiveWave, and NinjaTrader. They're all slightly different. And the indicator suite is solely on WealthCharts. We don't have a scanner on there. So this is a great program that I'm offering right now. It's the WavyTunnel Pro Elite Tool Scanner and Indicator Suite. You're going to understand how the markets trade in cycles. We went through a lot of that today using our proprietary combination of cycle high and low indicators with momentum indicators to warn of market tops and bottoms. Works with anything. If you have the data, you can it works with it. Works for day swing and position trading. Find precise entry points for option strategies. Embrace the suite of professional tools to trade like a pro. And this is the website, wavytunnelpro.com/elite, ELITE. And for bonuses, you're going to get a significant amount of elite tool scanner training. And I have a cheat sheets and five great videos summarizing the key, the Elliott Wave, the key wavy tunnel setups, explaining what all the indicators mean and what the trade setups are. So I did special live training sessions with this on the key wavy tunnel pro trade plans. You get a dedicated Discord channel. You get a one-on-one coaching session with me and monthly office hours to discuss setups and answer questions. So the trial is $49 for the first month, and then it renews at $597 for a 6 month subscription. And that's for MT4, TradeStation, MotiveWave, and NinjaTrader. And on WealthCharts, it's an annual subscription because there's no scanner. It's just the indicators. So if you'll see this all on wavytunnelpro.com/elite. If you have questions, please email me, jody@fxtradersedge.com. And or support at fxtradersedge.com. Yes, it does look a bit complex on the first pass, but it's really once you learn this and learn about the market cycles, and hopefully it will change your life like it has changed mine. I've never looked back from the time I started trading with JP Morgan in the early 80s, learning about the market cycles and Elliott Wave analysis. And this Wavy Tunnel Pro is a way of counting the waves without really counting the waves. I think it's just amazing. So thank you, everybody. And thank you for being here. And thank you, David and Anka. Thank you so much.